Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
I have a list in front of me of the 10 best paying jobs. And I've looked at it and I've looked at it and I've looked at it. And I still can't find the one I'm looking for. I mean, I wonder if I had the 100 best paying jobs, I'd find the job on here that I'm looking for. I have a feeling I wouldn't. Clearly, radio broadcaster has not made the list of the 10 best paying jobs. I know how stunning that is. It's not stunning to anybody in this room, I don't think.
When I started, I made $8 an hour. That was less than the chicken catchers that made $8.50 in the back of the newspaper. Things have changed since then.
You want me to tell
but
you?
But not very much.
You know what? I'm going to tell you about Dick. Dick Buchanan. He's left us now. Dick Buchanan.
Left who? Where is he? At Tim, where'd he go?
No, he's left the earth.
Oh, he's
gone.
Dead. He's dead.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not sure he went up, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
He kept a bottle of whiskey in one drawer and a revolver in the other.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Was in case somebody stole his whiskey?
I guess.
What was who were his enemies? Why did he need a revolver?
I don't know the answer to
also, that's
question.
Illegal.
Yes.
And
yes,
what where are we? What town are we
this
in?
This is not far from right here in Kitchener.
I know where you're talking about.
Oh, Brant Ford.
Yes, he was the owner of the radio station. The revolver might have been urban legend, but I'm pretty sure I saw it.
Well, he lives in Brantford. Do you blame him for keeping a revolver in the
Brant Ford.
Yes. He didn't steal his car right out of the parking lot.
He was notoriously a tightwad and not a very nice person, to be honest with you. I'm sorry to the Buchanan family. But they probably
Why are
knew
you
this
sorry?
Too. Anyway, so he, you said $8 an hour?
And $8
I know
I'm
a little older than you, but I made.
Yeah, but we came out of school around the same time.
Yeah, I know.
You had already done a university degree, so it's mid 90s.
So I should have known better, is what you're saying.
Mm.
I made $6 an hour working for Dick because broadcasting being a federally regulated industry, he could pay the federal minimum wage. So the minimum wage in the province of Ontario at the time was, if it wasn't over $8, it was right around $8. And he would pay us $6 an hour to do the overnight shift in Brantford from midnight until 6 a.m.
How did he die? Did somebody use the gun on him?
I'm not sure.
Oh, drink himself to death?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
Anyway. $6 an hour for 6 hours. I made $36 a shift.
We sound old.
My very first radio
when
job.
When I was in my day, this
when
is
I first
terrible.
Started working, I think minimum wage was $6.85 an hour.
Yeah.
In radio. Well, yeah, but no.
No, not in radio.
I'm not talking about minimum
job.
Wage.
Yeah.
This is why I thought my $8 was excellent, because minimum wage was like $5.85 or something, or $6.
You did well.
So I thought, I am rich. Look at me going to the potato festival in my country's t-shirts and making $8 an hour.
You're doing
but then
well.
I noticed the chicken catchers made $8.50 and I had to kind of make a career decision there.
Yeah. Okay, so enough about us. Radio is notoriously low paying.
We're poor.
We're very happy though. We love this job and this company. But if you want to make the money, the top 10 jobs for the best pay. I'll go 10 down. Astronaut is not on the list.
How much do you think that
that's a great question.
The pay is out of this world.
That's right. It's
well
off
done.
The chart.
I
you
like
can't
it.
Even. I wonder what an astronaut makes.
Solutions architect.
What the hell
isn't
is
it
that?
Number 10?
What is that?
Ooh,
I don't
what,
even
what
know what that is.
They make computer solutions.
Solutions.
Yeah,
architect?
They build things on computers.
Please.
Yeah. IT manager. Should work. Comes in at number 9. An integrated circuit.
Well, wait a second.
What?
How much money are we talking about?
Oh,
for
you
this
want the salaries? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you're
I want
right.
to know how much money we're talking about here.
Your solutions?
I would like to compare what I'm making here.
Oh, dear.
To see if I need to decide whether I need to go be a solutions architect.
Comparison, that's not a real job.
Comparison is the thief of joy, Jennifer. You've told me that many times.
Yeah, well, sometimes you do want what the Joneses are doing.
All right. A solutions architect, our 10th best paying job, makes 120 grand a year.
That's not bad.
IT manager, also 120 grand a year. If you move up to number 8 on the list and you are an integrated circuit design engineer, I think that means you make widgets that go inside circuit boards.
Right.
You make $127,500 a year.
Okay.
You could be a software architect. I bet you there are lots of those around this community making software.
What the hell's the difference between a software architect
and
a solutions
architect? Exactly. I think.
See, you know what the thing is? I don't even. The last 7 things you said, I still have no idea what the hell those people do.
A software.
What do they do?
A software architect, I believe, makes the stuff that's on your computer, and the solutions architect makes it work with multiple computers.
Obviously.
Software
obviously.
Architects make about $128,000 a year.
Okay.
I want to be this next guy or girl. Strategy manager. I got all kinds of ideas. I could strategize things. What is a strategy manager?
Nobody, I don't know.
Well, they make 130.
I don't know what any of these people do.
They make 130.
What are you strategizing?
$130,000 a year. That's my point. I can strategize a lot of things.
Yeah.
I'll figure out the Maple Leafs power play for you. Come on.
For $130,000 a year, you could figure that out?
Sure.
Excellent.
Pharmacy manager.
Now, see, I know what that person
does.
Yeah,
$130,000 a year for that white jacket.
Yeah, and also they get schmoozed by all those crooked drug companies to come and they take them for dinner, so they get bonuses, don't they?
Point. Yes.
Plus, if you have to work like morons, you have free access to the Valium.
Woo! Are you trying to say that we're morons and you want a pharmacy manager to deliver you some Valium? I think that's what she just said, Paulie. So software architects should try to become software development managers because they are fourth on the best paying jobs list at $132,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Research and development manager. Again, I'm all about the R&D.
What is
these aren't real jobs.
No,
this is like, really?
Then where does the research and development manager work? Where name
in the research
and
development? Come on.
At what business does
any
he work at?
We have an R&D department here within this
really?
Conglomerate.
Who? Where are they?
Not in this building.
What are their names?
I don't know.
No.
Well, they're making 142 grand a year. I'll tell you that.
That's not bad.
Way above my pay grade. Lawyer number two.
Ah, I should have been a lawyer.
$144,500 per year.
I'd sue someone because I wasn't number one. No, that lame.
It's not bad, Paulie. Actually, give yourself a drum roll on that. Okay, you want to guess the top paying job?
Kim
based
Kardashian.
On salary? No, that's not. Kim Kardashian is not a job.
Makes the most money.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. She's just like everything else on this list. I have no idea what the hell she does for work, but they're all on the list. I don't know.
Doctor.
Oh, yes.
Save a life, make 180 grand a year. Or
ooh,
thereabouts.
Nice.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you know. I didn't find...
I do know what a doctor is. That's a doctor and lawyer. The top two are the only ones I know, honestly.
No, your pharmacy manager you knew.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, I just want to be the strategy manager. I will strategize the heck out of all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
I think this company already has an exit strategy for me, so I'm halfway there.
Farewell.
I'm just saying.
Keep putting it in the universe there, cowboy.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.